The cacao tree, Theobroma cacao, is originally from the Amazon Orinoco Basin, but related species also grow from Brazil up to Mexico. In the wild, this tree grows 8 to 10 meters high. Its large fruit contains seeds, which we call cacao beans. They're fermented, roasted and pounded into a paste or powder to make raw cacao. The cacao has been cultivated in Mexico for over 6,000 years. In its pure state, cocoa was reserved for only the noble and warrior classes. The Aztecs believed it to be a gift from their god Quetzalcoatl. Christopher Columbus had his first taste of socolatl in 1502, but wasn't impressed by this bitter concoction, undoubtedly a mixture of cocoa and corn flour with a little added chili, which is how the Aztecs ate it. Several years later, it was discovered by Cortes, who immediately saw its potential and took Europe's first cocoa beans back to the King of Spain. Between stories of gold and the excitement of new taste, the massacre of the Indians hardly deserved a mention. People were soon improving the taste of cocoa by adding sugar and vanilla. Given church approval, monks became the first chocolate specialist. Chocolate spread quickly to the rest of Europe, Italy, Germany, England and France, where the court soon became chocoholics. The first chocolate-making workshop in France opened in Bayonne in the 17th century, and it was mechanised in the late 18th century. Mass production increased and diversified through the 19th and 20th centuries. The great brands Poulain, Meunier, Nestlé, Suchard, Lindt, Cadbury's, Terry's became household names. The chocolate bar was invented in 1847, the praline in 1912, and the first chocolate-covered snack bar in 1923.